AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The expected wrap-up of the Russia investigation has President Trump talking about it and criticizing it.
I have no idea about the Mueller report.
President Trump answering reporters' shouted questions as he prepared to leave the White House for his estate in Florida. He said he has no idea about the timing of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian election meddling, which is expected to be delivered to the Justice Department soon. And he repeated what he said many times in the past.
There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. Everybody knows it.
In an interview with Fox Business News broadcast earlier, the president said Mueller was appointed to, quote, write a report on me to make a determination on my presidency. People will not stand for it, he said. Rita Foley, Washington.
R. Kelly is asking a judge in Chicago to allow him to travel overseas for several concerts. Kelly is facing sex abuse charges. His lawyer, Steve Greenberg, says R. Kelly needs the money.
I'm not going to get into the details of it. As you know, cases take resources. He owes child support. He's got some civil cases he has to address. So he hasn't been offered enough, I can tell you that.
R. Kelly hopes to perform up to 5 April concerts in Dubai and meet members of the royal families in the United Arab Emirates. Following 2 deadly crashes, Indonesia's flag air carrier wants to cancel an order for 49 of Boeing's 737 MAX 8 jets. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
In a letter to Boeing, PT Garuda Indonesia cites a loss of confidence in the Boeing 737 MAX 8. A Garuda spokesman says the airline could switch to another Boeing model, but passengers are afraid to fly any of the MAX series.
In an interview with the Christian broadcaster, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's possible President Trump is like Queen Esther, who saved Jews in the Old Testament in what was then Persia and is now Iran. The president has backed new sanctions against Iran. This is AP Radio News. There are new sanctions against Iran.
The new American sanctions target 31 Iranian scientists, technicians, and companies that had been affiliated with the country's nuclear weapons program. They also subject anyone outside Iran doing business with the 31 to U.S. sanctions. Tehran agreed in 2015 to give up atomic weapons research, and the International Atomic Energy Agency says it's abiding by that promise. But the U.S. pulled out of the accord, and Washington claims a secret Iranian archive shows it preserved the results of its nuclear weapons research. The announcement comes with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on a visit to Lebanon, where he is warning against the influence of the Iranian-backed group Hezbollah. I'm Warren Levinson.
As floodwaters begin to recede in parts of Mozambique, there are fears the death toll could rise as bodies are revealed. The number of deaths could be beyond the 1,000 predicted by the country's president earlier this week. Helicopters set off into the rain for another day of efforts to find people clinging to rooftops and to trees in Mozambique. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.